What's up, everybody? It's Ryan from Third Coast Talks. Happy Cinco de Mayo on this good Tuesday. And I hope everybody's okay, safe, and keep washing your hands. And, you know, we still quarantining or whatever with this coronavirus. Hopefully, this blow by.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Leah here. What's up, guys? I know it's been a long time since we dropped an episode.
Way too long.
But it's hard. It's hard to create content sometimes. Trust me. There's been plenty of times where we recorded episodes and it's just like, no. Because we do want to make sure that we're putting out quality content, and sometimes it just ain't there.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
It's just not there.
We have like, we have done like three probably two episodes and we didn't release
it. It's just not there, guys. But we're trying to work through it. We're trying to make sure that what we're putting out is quality, it's good quality content, and it's stuff that you guys want to hear. So just bear with us. Like I always say, we're going to get it together. We're going to get it right.
Yeah.
So today, we have a lot of things to talk about, actually. I wrote down notes because we just tend to do better when I have like little highlights of things we want to talk about. So today, music-wise, we're going to start off with Chris Brown and Young Thug tape that dropped last night. I have not listened to it yet, but Ryan said it's really, really good. For me, I love Chris Brown. I really feel like he can't do no wrong when it comes to music, so I look forward to listening to it. Ryan said that it's really good, so I trust his opinion on that.
Yeah, I liked the mixtape. It was pretty cool. I liked how Chris Brown and Thug did it. It was like kind of weird that they did that like together. You never think they'd make a song like songs like a mixtape together. So collectively, if you've been be a hater and be like, oh, it sucks, the setup, bro, like, though, it was pretty good. Like, a lot of people be hating and stuff. I like Chris Brown, like, bump my head, try she bump her head or something like that. There's a couple songs good on there. Happy birthday, Chris Brown. It's today Chris Brown birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday. I think he turned 32.
31. Everybody let that sink in. Chris Brown's 31.
It's 31 or 32?
Us, he's 31.
Wow.
Like, we have seen Chris Brown grow up, y'all. Especially, he's old. Like, you know, we have seen him do Run It. So, I think it's kind of crazy.
To see him come from that all the way to where he is now is insane.
Yeah.
He's had a very, like, wild... It's been very wild. It's been very rough. But the one thing I can say about Chris is that he's always managed to stay persistent.
He's great.
He's always managed to, you know, just be consistent, and that's one thing I respect about him. And you cannot deny the man's talent. The man he's one of the greatest. You cannot take that away from him.
Yeah.
No matter, you know, everybody makes mistakes, everybody has a past.
He's 18.
I'm not going to speak on that because I know that it's a very sensitive subject. But what I will say is that the man is incredibly talented.
Yeah.
And
I haven't taken that. I feel like, yeah, like you said, like, we don't want to go too deep to it, but like let that think, y'all. Like, let that sink in, y'all. Like, he made a mistake when he was 18. We all made stupid stuff when we were 18, younger. You know what I'm saying? So how can we judge him? And it is what it is. He to me, he's one of the greatest performers we got besides Beyonce that's gonna put on a show. I think we as generation, we forgot what a show is.
Oh my gosh.
Like, we don't know what a show is. We be like
I'm
y'all,
telling you.
I feel like an old person now. Like, when them old people, like, y'all go to rap shows, all they just do is bounce around.
No.
Chris Brown is going to give you a show.
Let me tell y'all. I went to the Exclusive Tour, which was my very first Chris Brown concert. I was a Chris Brown stan. I still love me some Chris Brown. Okay. And my sister, my niece, like, we all love Chris Brown. So the very first tour that I went to was the Exclusive Tour. And the moment he stepped onto the stage, from the time he got off, you're talking about 4 or 5 hours of straight choreography. And let me tell you, Chris Brown is not just regular choreography. The man is moonwalking, doing backflips, doing front flips, cartwheels.
Insane.
And at this particular tour, this was like the take you down air. And I remember it to this day. He barely had any tattoos. He had maybe the top of his chest and that was it. But that was like that whole take you down air. And he got on that thing, that circle that was just moving and he was grinding. And I'm just like, how does this man have the stamina to even do this right now? And I just remember that very vividly. Like, that was my first Chris Brown concert.
And you went to go see him recently in October.
And I went to... Now, but let's talk about... Now, to tell you how great this man really, truly is, and you'll understand this if you've ever seen Chris Brown then, like I did, and to see him now, I went to the Indigo Tour. Chris Brown is... He's great. He's great. This man did a tour recently, a few months ago. The whole first half of the show was nothing but songs from Indigo. I need y'all to understand. That was 2 hours of straight Indigo. That means all new music, all new choreography, and of course...
That is a whole bunch of new
choreography. Of course, the visuals are insane.
Dang, how's he know how all them dance moves?
Now, he had an intermission. The whole second part of the show, which is an additional 2 hours, was nothing but throwback Chris. And he still remembered every dance to the T, from Yo to Run It to With You to Poppin' to, I mean, even things he did 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And it just, it's still mind-blowing to see him. I just remember feeling like I was that same little girl when I went to see him the very first time. So to see him, and then at the very end, he bought Royalty out, and I'm just like, oh my God, like, we really watched this man grow and evolve and make the mistakes and go through the trenches. Like,
as life just, is, as life is.
As we as humans all go through.
Yeah,
so it's like, so it just was, it's amazing. It's truly amazing. Shout out
Chris Brown. Happy birthday, Chris Brown, man. It's crazy, man. We're going to give you roses now, man. We are very thankful to have you. And as a performer, as an artist, we love your artistic ways. We love everything. Happy birthday, man. To the greatest.
Yeah. So next up, we have my favorite, probably one of my favorite things we're going to talk about today, is Beyonce and Meg, the Savage remix that literally dropped out of nowhere.
Yeah, shout out Houston. H-Town, hold it down. All right. This is a Houston-based podcast, y'all.
So let me tell y'all. Beyonce came way too crazy on this track. I mean, when I tell you she came to lay it
down. She's a Beyonce stan.
She laid it down. Okay. Speaking of, you're a Beyonce fan, but you're not like as crazy as I am. What did you think when you heard her?
I was just happy because it was Houston.
It was highly anticipated, right? Because you're like, what is Beyonce going to say on this track? Because when Beyonce talks her shit on a track.
No. How I looked, I was like,
you're just going to be like, I love that Beyonce. I love grimy. Beyonce going to have some bars. Like, that's, I love that Beyonce.
The thing with me as a man, I was like, wait, because you look at the original song, like, what is Beyonce going to hop on here and say? That's how I was looking at. What's she going to say? But she ate it.
She said
H-Town hold it down at the end. Like, man, shout out Houston, man. I see you, man.
No. For real. One of my favorite lines from the songs is when she said, Mama was a savage, got that shit from Tina. Like, that was my, like, hello, like.
I know, that song dropped, that's an everybody post that stuff.
You just like, what? Like you shouting out Mama Tina. Like, y'all holding it down for Houston. You're holding it down for the South. Yeah.
You gotta give Megan her thing, dude. So it's like, think about how her position, how she's looking at. She didn't lost her mom.
For me, I think what was so special about this track was when she got on live and she was on the verge of tears talking about how much it meant to her.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you from Houston, like, everybody know how...
It's a beautiful thing. And it's a big deal for her.
I think everybody loves Beyonce, but us in Houston, we love Beyonce.
It's a different kind of love.
She's where we're from. And think about a young black girl doing a song with her idol from where she's from.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So it's like... Yeah. We got to really just appreciate that. It's like, dang.
And, you know, and Beyonce has a very low-key, like, way of honoring women from her community. Like, she shouted out Lizzo on her birthday on her website, and then she supported Megan's mom on, you know...
Shout out Lizzo.
On her website as well. So, for me, I love to see Houston women winning. I love to see women winning in general, but it's something special about women that come from Houston and the city, and just
hopefully we have more women.
Yeah, putting on the way that they do. It's just a beautiful thing. It's just a beautiful thing, and all of the all the profits from this track are going to go to COVID relief funds. So it's just like, we love to see it. Two Houston queens, two black women holding it down. So we love to see it. Next, another Houston native. What can I say? Houston is just, we on top right now, man.
Yeah, I think this is a, we're going to talk about the Travis Scott visual concert for Fortnite, what he did, and then he dropped the last songs. He did like a mix. It's kind of crazy to me. It's like, damn, bro, look how big he done got. Like, yeah. He did a mix, and then he previewed the new Kid Cudi song, and it's crazy. And then we go, that plays into mix of the song went number one.
Which is a big deal. Travis has been number one. But it's a bigger deal for Kid Cudi, because even though Kid Cudi's been in the game and he inspired Travis, okay? He inspired Travis.
Yeah. That's where he got his name from.
Yeah. So for Kid Cudi, it was a big deal, because as long as he's been doing this and the influence he had on Travis, this was his first number one. So it's a huge deal for Cudi.
Yeah, shout out Cudi, man.
Which is the original fly guy. Which is so crazy to think about, because when you think about some of the music that Kid Cudi has made, you're like, what? Like, Day and Night? Come on, how could that song not go number one? Ryan, Day and Night was a very popular song.
Yeah, it's a lot of songs.
It's one of his biggest songs.
There's a lot of songs he just did. He was on All the Lights. He won a Grammy off that, though.
That's crazy. All the Lights.
Yeah, remember he's on All the Lights.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that he's had huge songs.
Yeah. For him not to go number one.
He's going number one in 2020. And how long has he been doing this?
Since probably 2007.
13 years. It's a long time.
Cudi.
Well deserved.
And we got to give, like, man, that's kind of cool. Like we said, it's kind of cool to see other Travis Scott. Like you said, Beyonce, Megan Stein met with her idol, but Travis Scott worked through his like influence and his idol. So it's kind of cool to see him help him out with that. That's amazing.
I'm going to tell you the collab that I think would have, that would just be stir shit crazy, would be Beyonce and Travis. Will it ever happen? I don't know. But that would be insane. While we're talking about, like, you know, collaborating idols and all that good stuff. That would be really crazy to see Beyonce and Travis, but you never know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Next we have, this was another one of my favorites too, because I love Drake. Drake dropped the Dark Lane demo tapes. And for me, it was just, I love it.
I think he paid respect to his partner that passed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's whose face is on the cover of it. But in fire, I liked
it. It was a solid project. For me, this is the Drake that I like. Like, we got just enough R&B, just enough hip-hop, and it worked.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
I like most of it. I even like the R&B stuff.
Yeah. That's my favorite Drake. I know a lot of people like Drake rapping.
Like,
yeah, rapping,
Fabio Foreign on there.
But
I like that D-Phil.
Yeah. Yeah, Future Thug.
You know, we know we're going to get from Drake. He's the GOAT. I'm giving credit. He's one of the GOATs.
So I'm looking forward to his album. His album's supposed to drop this summer, so we're going to see what's up with that. Yeah. We got Doja Cat and Nicki Minaj collaborated for the Say So remix. I have not listened to it yet. Maybe I will. I do like the original song, the Say So song. But we'll see. It's always good to see women collaborate. It's you know, it's always love. Kehlani has a project dropping Friday. It was good until it wasn't, which I'm excited for. I saw the track list and some of the features she has. I'm like, yep, here for it. Janae, Tori, I'm here for it all. And while we're talking about Tory Lanez, I was gonna take the time to shout him out, because Tory Lanez turned quarantine radio into a huge thing, like record-breaking numbers. So for him to do that's really dope.
I saw they said they were trying to give him an MTV show or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was like a 30-minute slot, which speaks volumes. I mean, he just did his, he had a YouTube.
Yeah, his album, too. He dropped the album New Toronto 3, remember?
Yeah, but then he also did a YouTube, like, concert, like, quarantine-type concert with YouTube, which I think is really dope. He just dropped a collab with Chinatown Market, which is dope.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, the merch was dope.
I'm not looking at it right
me
now.
Me personally, I only like the sweatpants. But he dropped, they had masks, they had sweatpants, they had hoodies, they had shirts. So shout out that boy Tory, man. That's always dope to see. All right, moving on into sports. I want to wish a happy belated birthday to Gigi. This past week, Gigi would have celebrated her 14th birthday. So happy birthday to the mamacita. It's really, it's still kind of one of those things that you don't even want to talk about because it doesn't seem real, but happy birthday, Gigi.
Yeah. Happy birthday to her. And today, Vanessa's birthday too, right?
Yeah. Happy birthday, V. Oh, that's too much. Like, I really applaud Vanessa because she's carrying on so well, and it can be easy. Like, it just...
I can't even believe
it. And I believe that
I can't believe my idols... Well, my idols are gone. Like, I can't believe that happened. It still feels crazy. I can't believe that happened. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'd be forgetting, like, damn, Kobe really gone. Like...
Which kind of leads into my next point, which we're gonna talk about the MJ documentary, which this past week, Kobe was on there. Mm-hmm. So it just... You know, it's crazy to watch something on TV and it's like, in loving memory of Kobe Bryant. It just doesn't sound real. It mm-hmm. still doesn't sound real. And like, to see like him talking about, you know, like his brotherhood with Michael Jordan, and it's crazy. It just doesn't make a lot of sense still. It really doesn't. But yes, this past week's episode, the one that just aired Sunday, it had a lot to do with Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I gotta watch that one.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things, like, how do you get past it? I don't know. But we haven't got to watch the MJ documentary like fully. Like, something happened with our adapter. Like, our ESPN wouldn't stream to our TV, so we're just like trying to figure that out. So I'm pretty sure when we watch it, we'll have to watch it like start to finish, like episode one. And
yeah, we might have to
go all the way.
Go all the way and watch it.
But from what we see on the internet, I mean, it looks like the documentary is really, really good. I know that they go into like a lot of different. Times like through yeah a lot of different eras through, you know, his career, Michael Jordan's career. So really, really dope. It just sucks that we can't watch it. We tried, we really did, but I don't know if something happened, like our adapter, like I don't know, it wouldn't stream to our adapt. I don't know, it wouldn't work. That's all that it boils down to. But
yeah. Oh, hopefully when we do watch it, it's going to be amazing. I could tell it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, no. Well, like, have you seen the snippets? Like, the snippets alone, like, what, you know, the commentary from, like, even people that are watching the episodes, like, it just, I can't wait. I know one of the main topics on this last episode was his mom forcing him to take the meeting with Nike. And that just makes you think, like, can you imagine if Michael Jordan would have took that meeting?
Yeah.
That's insane.
If he didn't go with Adidas, he would have went to Adidas. That'd be crazy. Like, how would that look? So, that's crazy.
Yeah. Super crazy. Rolling into... Oh, LeBron James has his school. Shout out to LeBron, man. I don't care what nobody says. LeBron, off the basketball court, LeBron James is doing a lot. Yeah. A whole school... A school.
I don't know.
A school. Like, come on, bro.
It's kind of... I don't think nobody has ever done that.
A school?
A school, gave him education.
Come on.
Come from... I think it hits harder, especially knowing he could, like, see where he come from. For him.
It's amazing.
From him and his mama, him and his dad not being there, and see where he came from. He come from Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. It's just amazing that he did. And I think Obama's going to speak on there.
Yeah. Well, he's getting ready to host his first graduating. This will be his first graduating class coming out of the school. And, I mean, come on. GOAT status, bro. You're having Barack Obama speak at their graduation.
Man. That's the king, man.
Y'all need to stop playing with LeBron, bro. Child that boy, LeBron. Mad respect.
And I've seen a whole bunch of releases. I think the fives came out, right?
Oh, they did a surprise drop on the fives. Was it the first or the second episode? Or there was a surprise drop for the Fire Red Fives, but they ended up releasing them like a regular release this past weekend. I'm not gonna lie, I went back and forth about getting them. But with sometimes with retros, you have to like almost see the shoe in person, because sometimes grade school, which is the size that I would normally buy, is not always the same as the men's. So for me, I have to see if it's worth it to buy GR or the actual men's size.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of differences.
Sometimes, yeah, it looks totally retros. Different.
Yeah. So for me, it was a no. If I were to ever get them, I would have to cop in a men's size. So, yeah. But I would definitely add them to the collection. I mean, it's an iconic shoe.
It's a lot of good releases coming out. I think so much stuff.
The Travis Scott Reacts are dropping on the 29th, which is kind of crazy because Travis Scott had a countdown on his website. And, you know, y'all know me being the person that I am. I was like, ooh, what's this? So I waited, you know, probably like 5 minutes before the countdown was over. And most people were thinking that the Reacts were going to drop. So that wasn't wasn't the case, because it was the day of his birthday. So that didn't happen. And we did get a release date after that. It will be the 29th. The Reacts will be coming out on the 29th.
We're going to see how people rock those.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's good. It's an interesting looking shoe.
Yeah, it really is.
I want it, but it is an interesting looking shoe.
Oh, and the LeBron Laker colorway.
Yeah,
LeBron
May 9th.
Sevens.
Yeah. Ooh. Those come out May 9th. Which I think those
fire.
Are. Yeah. Yeah. I like them. I just.
Beat the angle. I'm getting those. I'm not going to lie.
And then. I don't know, Ryan. I told Ryan that the Game Royal ones were coming out this weekend, and he was like, He kind of looked at me like, I don't really know. But for me.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't know what they was until I looked at it.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, I don't know. They might be doing something there.
I like those.
Yeah.
They fire.
Yeah, so we gonna see.
Fire. Nah, I ain't gonna lie, I like them. They kind of remind me of. They look good, probably look good with black jeans or jeans. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I'll keep those. They just popped up on my phone right now.
Yeah. So, is there anything else in drops? Because I think we pretty much talked about all the drops I had listed here.
Let me go see. Let me check my local
there, drop. You know, with COVID going on, releases have been pushed back. So.
Thank God. It's benefits with that, but it's not.
Yeah. I know, one cop that Ryan got recently was a DMP 6s, and not gonna lie, I feel like a lot of you are asleep on those, because when we unboxed the actual shoe, I was like, okay, yeah, like I might need a pair of these for myself, because it's just a shoe it's just a beautiful shoe. Like, it's just one of those shoes that you're like, yeah, that's some heat right there. But the reason that I like it is because it's not like a hype shoe, like everybody's trying to get it or like things like that. It's one of those shoes that, like, if you got it, it's because you truly appreciate the shoe. So
yeah, yes sir.
It was like, you know, when we got him, I was like, well, when he got him and we like unboxed them, I was like, yeah, those are fire.
I'm trying to look at release dates. Oh, here you go.
Now I recently got the Yeezy slides. And I will say that was, for me, I'm a slide person because that's all I wear around the house. And y'all, I ran my Ivy Park slides into the ground. You can ask Ryan. I was walking around. One of the slides didn't even connect no more. I was like, oh my God, I have to throw my Ivy Park slides away. But I'm a huge slides person. But I did get the Yeezy slides. And y'all, I know a lot of people were skeptical about them. But honestly, the slides are fire. They're super cute, super cozy, super comfy. The only recommendation I would have is that you get a size up. Not a half size up, a whole size up. Because I normally wear a 7 and like a 350. So I went ahead and got an 8 in the slides, and they fit perfectly because I'm the type of person, I don't like my slides to be tight. I like a little room in them. So I got an 8 and they fit perfectly. And overall, I really, really like them. I really, really do.
Yeah, it's a couple stuff releasing. You got the Flints on the 30th. You got the Fours coming out on the 20th.
What Fours?
The color pack, but the metallic green, pine green. Those are fire. I need those. I like those. Like, those are fire. And they got the orange ones. They got a whole bunch of colors. Purple. They got the SB. The Dunks Brazil 2020. They got the. The Travis Scott. 29th and then May 30th is the Flint's.
Okay, so it looks like they're kind of, you know, getting a little momentum back when it comes to drops. That's good. That's good because honestly, Ryan's ordered the DMPs and he ordered the Cool Gray 4s and...
Yeah, because I missed out on those.
The shipping hasn't been long on those. I ordered from the Yeezy Slides from Adidas and the shipping time was like, you know, it was pretty fast. We got our shoes both within a week.
Some people's stuff been delayed though. I talked to a couple people that bought shoes. They're like, oh, I was like, hey. Yeah,
so...
I got no patience with that.
And it's been interesting to see how COVID has kind of affected the sneaker game as a whole. You definitely see some prices going way up.
Yeah.
Way, way, way up. So...
Yeah, for real.
It's been interesting to see how this has kind of affected, like, the sneaker game and how, like, brands are changing, like, shipping policies and all that stuff. But for the most part, I mean, it's been pretty convenient. We've gotten our shoes within a nice little time period. It hasn't been too long at all. So, I think you got the 4s less than a week.
I got those a couple days.
Like 3 days, 4 days, which is...
Not like a week. No, probably like 4 days, yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty... It's pretty good. Pretty good. It'll be interesting, though, to see, like, when this is over, how it kind of changes, like, you know, sneaker prices. Because, obviously, sneakers is one of those things, it always fluctuates. Like, it may be up, it may be down. It may be up, it may be down. So,
I don't look at that, though. You know, I really like shoes what it is.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about if you're ordering off, like, resellers. It's like StockX.
Yeah, I know.
For me, Ryan already know. I'm not buying... It's nothing against StockX or Go, unless it's a shoe that you like absolutely have to have and you want it right then and there. I'm not that girl. I'm gonna do general releases, and if I can hit for retail, that's what I'm gonna do. Now, I'm not gonna lie, y'all. For some slides, them Yeezys were not easy to get. Like, I literally logged into, I got onto
the. Because I tried to get them.
I got into the Adidas website at 10 because I was gonna try to get Ryan a pair and myself a pair. Well, I ended up hitting on my pair, but by the time I would get Ryan's size in the cart, they were gone. By the time I put in all of our information.
Yeah, that was some BS.
So, I'm that girl. Like, I'm going to do the little extra work to try to hit for retail, but that's just me. Ryan's a little different when it comes to that. He does all that grilled and StockX, GOAT, all that stuff. GOAT! The very first time I made an order from GOAT, guess what happened?
Yeah, I think Reggie having a problem with GOAT right now, too.
I got my money back because my shoes never got shipped.
Yeah, he ordered the Stussies. He still haven't got those. He ordered them way before I ordered my shoes. I'm like, dang.
Well, that's also, like, a fairly new shoe, so it's probably a while before he gets those.
Babe, I just got the freaking, what's it called, though?
No, you got the 4s, but what I'm saying and is those Stussies, Stussy shoes?
Reggie is in Japan, though, so...
Yeah, well, that plays a part, too, but... I mean, the seller has to ship them to GOAT.
No, but he said it already complete. They just waiting on the what's called. I guess he's... I don't know. It's just delivery.
Probably where he is. Probably because he's in Japan. That's probably what's taking so long. All right, moving over into TV, movies. Y'all, we do our fair share of watching, like, documentaries, movies, TV... I tend to watch more Netflix series than Ryan does. Ryan's not really a series type of person. He's more of a movie type of person. What we did enjoy together was Black AF with Kenya Barris. And I really feel bad for Kenya. Like, Kenya's been getting a lot of heat about the show. But...
I don't think people don't understand Kenya Barris when he has...
For me, it was like... I thought the show was cool. Like... You know, everybody goes through different experiences in life. And he really based it off his family, his wife, his kids. And like Ryan said, Kenya Barris has a lot of accomplishments under his belt. If you don't know who he is, he has a lot of accomplishments under his belt. He's responsible for Grown-ish, Black-ish.
I'm going to look at it. I'm trying to make sure we don't put the wrong information.
He's done America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, he has done that.
He's done Soul Food, I believe.
Yeah, he did Soul Food.
Soul Food.
He's doing Coming to America, too.
He's doing Coming to America,
too. He did Girls Trip.
Girls Trip. He got a lot of accomplishments under his belt, so.
He did that movie, Little.
Yeah.
He did Bombshell, The Next Cut.
Yeah. He has a lot of accomplishments under his belt.
mixed-ish.
So I think that, I don't know, I just feel like people are being really hard on him. And, you know, he's had to do interviews explaining, and at the end of the day, bro, it's black excellence, bro. It's black excellence. Like, no matter which way you try to chop it up, like, he's a black man killing it in the film industry. And, you know, we gotta respect that.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama's documentary is dropping this week, which I'm super excited for, because actually I didn't even know this until this morning. Sasha and Malia will be doing their first interview since they've, I think this will be their first one ever, to be honest. And, you know, they're grown up now. They're not little when we first met them. And they, you know, they're grown. You know, they've matured into beautiful young women. So I'm really excited for the Becoming documentary. Michelle Obama did, like, major numbers with that book.
Yeah.
She did, like, super, super big numbers. So, like I said, black excellence. We love to see it. Also, Insecure Season 4. I have not started it, but from what I can tell in, like, the internet and everything, man, apparently, like, Issa and Molly, like, they got a lot going on. So I'm really excited to see it. And I just saw that HBO renewed them for Season 5, which is really, really dope. That'll be dope to see. So, yeah. That's about all we've been watching. Of course, I've watched Ozark, finished that. We watched the Centoya Brown story, y'all. That story is really heartbreaking.
Clearly does a lot of watching stuff. I just be there.
Yeah. But the Centoya Brown story is really, like, it's a really heartbreaking story. I'm just glad that in the end she's doing well. She's doing well. That's the whole thing with that. She went through a really, really, that whole process, that was really, really long, and it had to have been hard, and it was a really heartbreaking story. But I'm, like I said, I'm just glad that she came out, you know, and she's doing well.
Yeah.
And that's about all I have in our notes today, guys.
Yeah, I think Clea's, the speed called Clea's, this is her, really her episode. I let her do her thing. Let her talk and get her podcast stuff going on.
But my podcast stuff, I'm just the co-host.
No, I'm just saying, no.
I'm the co-pilot.
I want them to hear your voice. Yeah, I let you talk. That's why I let you talk a lot today. You do your thing. So, thank you. And it was Teacher Appreciation Week yesterday. I appreciate
this week,
you.
This whole week.
Oh, appreciating you, babe, because she's a teacher. And all the other teachers. And I think my aunt's a teacher, a couple other people. And yeah. Shout out to teachers. And we just want to say, everybody, be safe. Keep God first and love one another.
Yeah. Be safe, guys. We hope that we, like, y'all are engaging in the content. We hope that you guys like it. Maybe next week we'll do an episode. I know Ryan really wants to get into our faith, which that probably requires a whole episode of it on its own. But, you know, we're really trying to be diverse and bringing you guys content and just making sure that we stay true to ourselves and making sure that what we're putting out is, you know, who we are and it's what we believe and it's what we stand for. So, like I always say, y'all, just bear with us. And we'll see y'all on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.